sitting down here with offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. Welcome back to Denver.
It's great to be back. We're excited.
Vance Joseph said that you had a few other options on the table. Why was Denver the best for you?
Well, having been here before, knowing, you know, when you walk in the front door, what the expectations are. Having been around John Elway, Joe Ellis, a lot of other people here, Mr. Bowen, the bar that he set a long time ago here, you know, Adam Gase, talking to Adam about working with Vance, it was an easy decision to make.
I know you mentioned in your press conference adjusting your scheme to the talent that you have. You've been through a lot here. Orton, Tebow, Peyton. Why is that so crucial?
Well, I think, you know, I've been very fortunate to work with some great players. And that's one thing when you look at the players you mentioned there and being able to change the system according to what they do, I think that's the number one thing as a coordinator. What do your players do best? So I think with the two quarterbacks we have here, we're really excited to move forward and do what they do best.
What is it that you think Trevor Siemian does the best?
You know, having played against him twice this year, and you see as a young player the decisions that he's made, moving the football down the field. You like some of the things that he does in the pocket. You know, there's a play in the Saints game where he's got pressure stepping up in the pocket, and he throws the swing route to the right-hand side, which was a big, you know, it's exciting to see the things that he's done. And I think that they're both going to really enjoy the system that we're going to build here.
Paxton Lynch, on the conversely, a little bit more athletic maybe. What do you think about him?
Well, I got more, I could say this, you know, I've seen more of him in college than I have at this level. I've evaluated him last year coming out, and then seeing the short amount of time he's played this past year, but the arm strength, that obviously sticks out. The throws that he makes, I think it was a couple years back, 3 years ago, there was a play early, and I think it might have been the BYU game. He threw a hole shot about 40 yards down the right-hand sideline. You see him make that throw, and, you know, being a former quarterback, man, I wish I could have thrown the ball that way. Yeah. I might have played a few games in this league, but I couldn't make those throws. But and he is an athletic player, so you can see some things that he can do with his feet. But really, I'm really looking forward to work with both of them.
Is that something that you take a look at before you take the job here?
Yeah, you know, having played against them, you know, I'd seen him play a number of times. And then coming into the situation here, having, you know, being in the division, you see all the Denver games, so you see the type of players they are. And then talking to some players, or, you know, you talk to the coaching staff that was here in the past, talk about the players that were here, how they worked with them, the type of guys they were. You know, that's the research you do before you take a job. So they're two young players that are very talented. They're both different. I'm excited to work with them.
Gary Kubiak for the longest time has run that zone scheme with the offensive line. Do you plan on changing that up?
Well, we're going to do what our players do best, not only in the passing game or not just what the quarterbacks do, but running the football. And I've been someone that's, or the systems I've been in, I should say, we've done a little of both. And then it's going to change from week to week. Who are you playing? You know, what type of defense are you playing? There's certain schemes you play where they're going to take certain plays away. You know, having worked with Jeff Davidson, twice now in two different places. Now this is the third place we've been together. You know, I'm looking at John Benton also and saying, hey, you know, what, give us some suggestions. And in the meetings right now, we're having some great discussions as a staff, and we're going to keep on adding things. And then we have this library book, this thing called a playbook. A playbook, there's so many plays in there. You can't run anything in the next 3 or 4 years. So we're going to say, okay, let's build our system and then find out what our players do best.
So you don't just come in here and say, we're running a power scheme or something?
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to have the power play in. We're going to have an inside zone play. We're going to have an outside zone play, a number of other plays. We're going to have some wrinkles off of both. And then we're going to say, this is our team and this is what we do best. And we'll go from there.
Down the stretch last year, it was tough around here because the defense was so good and the offense had some struggles putting up points. What do you think is the biggest thing that can fix this offense?
You know, there's change. The most important thing right now is for everyone to buy into change. And then we'll figure it out of what our players do best. And we can't worry about the past. You know, the past is history. Did they perform a certain way? We're not worrying about that. We're putting our system together. We're going to try to improve. There's going to be some ups and downs early on against a great defense we're going to practice against. And we got to learn from the mistakes we're going to make in practice. As a coaching staff too, we got to coach these guys every day. And as an offense, we're going to set the bar very high. And every day we come off that field, we're going to say tomorrow, how can you get better? And I'm going to ask the players every day when they walk out on the field, I want you to go out there on the field today and say, I'm getting better at this. It could be something really small. It could be something big. And the same thing as an offense. How do we improve on a daily basis? That's critical.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you get out there on the field. Early OTAs this time.
We're excited to get going. Can't wait.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.